Headline: Solana criticized for scrubbing divisive America is Back video, published at 2:12 p.m., March 18, 2025. It appears that Solana just can't win. After facing backlash for its jingoistic and seemingly diversity-critical new America is Back Time to Accelerate ad, it's now copping heat from the crypto community for trying to pretend the whole thing never happened. The ad, which was posted on Monday afternoon, features a man, representing America, being told by a therapist that his thoughts about innovation, specifically multiplanetary travel, nuclear energy, crypto, and AI, are simply a symptom of rational thinking syndrome, and that he should focus on something more productive. The therapist, presumably designed to fulfill the role of the stereotypical liberal, then suggests he should be thinking about coming up with a new gender and focusing on pronouns. The man goes on to express mistrust of mainstream media, claims he was fired for saying 2 + 2 = 4, and is told that maths is a societal construct and dominant narrative. He ends the ad by storming out of his therapist's office and telling her, "You're fired." An obvious nod to President Donald Trump's catchphrase. We're then met with the slogan, "America is back. It's time to accelerate." Despite the ad's hilarious premise and extremely subtle political messaging, not everybody appreciated the joke. Almost immediately upon its release, it was branded dumb, divisive, and cringe. One ex-user even suggested it was enough to make them want to sell their SOL. Solana cops backlash for reaction to backlash. If Solana thought scrubbing the ad from all of its channels would mean the end of any controversy, it was mistaken. Indeed, the backlash to its reaction to the initial backlash has been at least as furious. Upon the news that the ad had been removed, social media was flooded with messages criticizing the decision. Posting this, then deleting, literally makes you lose on both sides. What kind of retarded move is this LMAO? Wrote one ex-user, while another moaned, "Based LMAOO. Tired of all woke bullshit." There are, of course, those with slightly more balanced takes on the controversy, such as FOMO'd founder Joshua Jake, who speculates that the ad was actually brilliant marketing and that the cringy rage bait has achieved exactly what it was supposed to. Whatever the motivations behind the ill-fated ad, Solana itself has so far declined to comment on it or the controversy it stoked. It's also clear at this point that whatever its next move, it's unlikely to please everybody. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.